it adds a lot to our carbon footprint, 25 to 50% more the month of December than normal. Just think, it takes how many more trucks just to cart it, how much more manufacturing to produce all these wrapping papers and boxes and cards and bows and ribbons that we've all been accustomed to, but that doesn't mean, just because we've always done it this way, the world is changing, we need to change with it.
One of the questions people are asking more and more is, which is more environmentally friendly, an artificial or a real tree?
Let's do the pros and cons of each. So a real tree, obviously, when it was growing, it was giving off oxygen. However, it might have been sprayed with pesticides and even coloring. So I guess the safest thing, if you could find an organic tree, or what I like to suggest are the ones that are the real trees that you can plant, or just in a pot that aren't too big that you can just keep in your house. And then there are also these wonderful little rosemary trees that are grown in, you know, like a Christmas tree shape, and it smells good. It's not pine, but some people are allergic to evergreens, so that's something to take into consideration.
With artificial trees, the drawback is that they are made of plastic, and they put some carcinogens into the air.
Well, it's the VOCs, the volatile organic compounds. If they're made of PVC, I'm not sure if it says that on the box, but if it's PE, which is polyethylene, then it's safer. It's not emitting toxins. I guess read the box.
Sounds like a fine line.
It is a fine line, but they are recyclable for the metal.
A lot of folks are aware of tips like buying environmentally friendly gift wrap, but you've got some great ideas about making changes in things like the cleaning products that we use around the holidays.
Definitely. Easy cleaning tips are just use baking soda and vinegar. I just clean my countertops with one spray of vinegar and another spray of hydrogen peroxide and wipe it down, and that kills 99.9% of germs. You just have to have two separate bottles. You can't mix it. Baking soda, peroxide, and vinegar can clean your whole house.
What is your number one green holiday tip?
Don't use air fresheners unless you make your own non-toxic ones. You know, if you have a clean house, you don't really need anything to spray anything. But my favorite recipe is 3/4 cup of vodka, a little essential oil, and a little distilled water. And you spray that around. You can use like a cinnamon essential oil or a lemon. And it really doesn't hurt anything or anybody. And soy candles or beeswax candles versus paraffin, because those are really toxic.
Seems like the ideas just go on and on. The workshop takes place on Saturday, December 8th. You can find out how to get more information on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Liz McGavern, happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you.